Well, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my amazing lady, woman, fantastic co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality, and we have a special topic we're talking about. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Stephanie. What an introduction. I love that. So we're going to be talking about International Women's Day. What a fantastic day to celebrate. So we want to bring some awareness to what this day looks like, why is it important, and how it can be different for every single woman, for every single professional woman, for every single mom, for every single fill in the blanks. So International Women's Day holds a very different meaning for professional women depending on their experiences, their context, any aspirations that they may have or may have had when they were getting started. But there are some very common interpretations and significance of International Women's Day for professional women that I would love to share and have a quick conversation with you, Stephanie, and hopefully inspire our audience around this very important topic. So the first one is recognition and celebration. This is a day to recognize and celebrate achievements and contributions of women in various professional fields. We hear all these amazing stories. You know, it provides an opportunity to acknowledge the accomplishments of any leaders or any innovators and pioneers who have really paved the way and make significant strides in their careers and industries. So it's really that day where we allow ourselves to pause and start sharing all these inspiring stories that sometimes we don't really get to hear about because either somebody else took the recognition of something special that person did, or all these women in history that we don't even know about. So it's a great way to dust those stories off and then have some very meaningful conversations around what they did, what they've accomplished, and how some of them are having that opportunity to shine today because we are creating awareness. What do you think, Stephanie?
I love it. I think also, yes, celebration. You know, there's a lot of times throughout the year that we may be like, oh, yes, I received this award, or yes, I achieved this major accomplishment with a project or with a client. And then we kind of think like it's no big deal, just moving on our way. And we forget to celebrate, you know, the big accomplishment. And it could be even the smallest accomplishment. But those are the things we should be shouting from a rooftop. And I think also too, as us as women, is we do a great job of supporting each other, that we're each other's cheerleader and a reminder of being like, you go get it. You are there. You're in a room that is probably going to be mostly filled with males, and you're there sitting at the table. And right there, that is a great accomplishment in itself, but just having that positivity, cheering each other on as reminders, and also too of giving those random shout outs as well, to being like, oh, I may have not seen you in a few months, but you know, I just want to let you know that I'm cheering you on from afar as well.
Absolutely, which leads me to the next topic, which is empowerment and solidarity, right? It's a symbol of empowerment and solidarity among professional women anywhere in the world. I will tell you a very quick personal story. I used to attend school my entire grade years, 12 years, at this school that was owned by a female. And she was a powerhouse. And the school at that time was for girls only. So we grew with that inspiration and that can-do attitude in every single subject that we studied, in absolutely everything that we did. And I remember one year, she was recognized in Europe with the International Women's Day Award. And it was such a big deal because it was like, especially for the younger girls at school, it was like opening that horizon to, you can do it. And whatever you've, you know, whatever Kool-Aid they've been feeding us is totally possible, right? So this day is important when it comes to, you know, fostering that sense of unity and that, you know, collective action among women and diversity in the backgrounds and all the things that you were just mentioning, Stephanie. I think it's an inspiring day that where, you know, we strive for excellence. And we, if you're thinking about pursuing leadership roles, and if you're thinking about, you know, challenging the different norms in society or stereotypes, this is the day where all of these things come out and we break some chains and we bring some barriers, right? Another thing that you mentioned is, you know, creating that awareness amongst our peers and amongst our allies and, you know, advocating or using this day as a platform to advocate for gender equality and women's rights in the workplace. And if you look at the history, which I invite everyone to go back and do a little research as to how was the journey of all these women until this day finally became a thing, right? It's so inspiring to see all these steps along the way in various areas in the world. During the Industrial Revolution. So it's a great way to, you know, highlight the ongoing challenges and those barriers that women still face to this day, especially in various countries in the world and in many industries too, where we can really assess those equal opportunities and fair treatment and, you know, what does leadership look like on the eyes of a woman? So it's a great way to raise that awareness about, you know, gender based discrimination or biases, or like, is a woman going to be able to perform at the same level? And what happens when she gets pregnant? Is she going to be, you know, thinking about her child when she comes back to work after giving birth? Those are real things, and there's still real challenges out there. And although we've made huge improvement in every industry, especially in hospitality, where we see more and more women in higher level roles, we still see some, you know, systemic inequalities in a lot of industries. So it's a great way to stop and reflect, right? And when we think about stopping and reflecting, we also think about what we do next and can we take action? So this is a great day that will prompt any professional woman to, you know, think about their own experiences and their own achievements and from there, look at what their aspirations have been and what is it that they want to do next, and encourage each other to take your game to the next level. Like you were saying, Stephanie, you got this amazing award. Let's cheer you on. And I want to make sure that I want to make noise because it makes sense, right? And sometimes you hear, you know, collaboration over competition. Yes, I get it. But here's the thing. If we stop talking about competition, if we stop giving competition even space in our conversation and we just focus on collaboration, on awareness, and really become those advocate for campaigns and policies and initiatives and being inclusive and what that looks like, that's when we start making real strides and really moving the needle in a different direction and with a different speed. What do you think, Stephanie?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, touching upon of how much we have made progress over the years. And if you really think about it, I mean, even in our era, how much we have seen the progressiveness that has happened. And then even for our parents and the older generation, you know, how much they have seen as well, because when you first talk about, you're thinking, oh, yes, that happened 100 years. No, that really, you know, a lot of these changes for our equal rights, for our voting rights, for us in the boardroom and not just a secretary philosophy or, you know, mindset really happened within the last like 30, 40 years, 50 years for some of the things. But if you really look at it as overall of the evolution of the work place, you know, that really is just a very small time period of how much the recent of all these changes. And then I think also too is, you know, when it comes into the workplace, is now seeing a lot of the women's rights and looking at for their workplace as well to adapting to the women, you know, making sure that they have a comfortable place if they, you know, if they're breastfeeding or if they have to take a break, that now it's more acceptable instead of saying, well, you have to do that on your own time or you have to figure it out. It's now the workplace is really now providing those options for the woman to being able to still focus on their work and not having to worry about so many of the other items that they may be thinking about. But then also too, I would have to say with the empowerment part of it is, you know, I love how it's here in March because, you know, we have January with New Year's and we're like, okay, where do I foresee myself for my New Year's resolutions for the year? And now we get to like the end of first quarter into March and we're like, oh, do I really want to do that this year? Or, oh my gosh, I never thought that I would already be this far advanced in the first quarter and having such a successful quarter. So I think it also too is kind of that reminder of being like, okay, do we want to change maybe our path? And we can, which is great. Or, oh my gosh, we're moving even farther along on our path and our goals and our ideas and collaborations that we never thought we would be doing even a few months ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, Stephanie? One of the most common issues, in fact, all of last year, 2023, the common denominator across the board with every single one of the individuals I worked with from a coaching standpoint had to do with confidence and imposter syndrome. And it's a challenge that affects everyone, right? But it affects women more than men. So using this specific day to shift our thinking and support each other when it comes to building that confidence, that's where it all starts. It starts with giving each other that nudge, liking each other's posts, making that quick comment, resharing, being excited about someone, being part of a magazine or being featured in a podcast or whatever that looks like, it's all out there. And it's out there not to, you know, you don't post something like that because you're trying to glorify yourself. You're doing it because it's helping you with your own self-confidence. And it's at the same time helping other women within your network to see how it is possible. So working with each other, yes, so that we can, you know, reshift, like you're saying, and look at, you know, what we are able to do from a very different perspective.
Absolutely.
So let's take a minute to reflect on our own journeys. And, you know, what is that one or two or three or four or you name it, moments in our career that made us feisty? You know, what obstacles have we overcome and what are we still working on? So I would say if you had to choose one WTF moment related to this topic for yourself, that was that one moment in your career that you were like, you know what? No, I'm going to speak up, or no, I'm going to make this happen. You know, you had to regroup and reshift your mindset. What would you say that moment is, Stephanie?
Well, I have to have two. I can't have one. Let's that's the feisty. Yes. That's the feistiness.
Yes.
So the first one I have to say, and this is, you know, it starts my journey in hospitality, is when my parents told me that I had to get a job when I was in high school. A typical job was, you know, being a host at a restaurant. And then I came back and said, I just got a job at Ritz-Carlton that was down the block. And they're like, what? And I was like, I knew they paid the most. So it was right then and there that I was like, I have to do it. I'm going to do it. Worst comes to worst, I'll go and doing something else. But I mean, having that mindset and so much of my journey, and because I have you know, been very thankful that it's been very successful. I mean, there's definitely been times of highs and lows, but just having that mindset, being like, I can do that. Let me try it. If I fail, I fail, but at least I can say that I did it, and then having the regret. So that's the first one, because it was just, it just started off at such a young age and in my career. But the other one I have to say is when then I was promoted to being the evening manager on duty. And as all of you are listening and hearing, you know, my voice isn't, sounds pretty much like a kindergarten. And especially when I was younger, it even sounded more like a little kid. So here I am being the MOD, and you know, the executives, they put so much faith in saying, no, she has the right tools and resources, she's going to be able to handle it. And here I'm having the guests. So during the first time period, it was always like, oh, I'm going to call my executive at home, because you know, the guest is complaining about like the toilet or something easy, but the way that they were just so forceful and mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, let me call the manager. And then I, like pretty much after probably 2 weeks, I was like, excuse me, sir, I just wanted to let you know that this is what we can be able to do. And kind of having that feistiness and that confidence to the guest, that I was like, all right, well, let's see what he's going to say back to me. And then finally, you know, really got into my rhythm of being that manager on duty. But right in the beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, like a deer in headlights, what did I get myself into? And then it just overcame me and was like, all right, now I have it. I have that feistiness, I have that confidence, and can't wait for now that guest to tell me what to do.
I love it. And, you know, we all know that behind that moment where you know, propel yourself to doing something different, to change, to doing something in a very successful way, there's usually a little bit of pain behind it. And there's a bit of that story behind it. My WTF moment is at a very young age in my career. I was a manager for various departments, various shifts. I could kick ass. Let me just say that. And I found out that my counterparts in other regions in the country were all making way more money than me, like significantly more, 20% more. I was so upset. So I composed myself and I decided to call the director of HR, which at the time, it was like the highest person in human resources. And when I was on the phone, this person, I literally asked the question, why am I making less money than these people, right? I had the largest portfolio. I just don't get it. Well, it's because you're a woman. And at this point, I know that anyone watching or listening is thinking, oh, that was probably a guy. It was not. It was a woman on the other side of the phone telling me that I was never going to make the same amount of money, literally, than the other guys because I was a girl. And that for me was like, no, this is not going to happen. So it's those, you know, pain points in life that will push you to become feisty and to do the things in a very, very different way. So
yeah,
do you have a final nugget, Stephanie? Otherwise, no, we'll wrap this up.
I think, you know, it's a fabulous day. I support you. I mean, we have been knowing each other for so many years, and it's great to see how much that you have flourished in your own company. And also to being a motivation for the next generation as well. So I salute you. This is great, and celebrate. And I celebrate also too, to all of our viewers and listeners, is go out there and go have some appreciation or saying just thank you, or you go girl, or something to one of your friends or colleagues, even a colleague that you haven't even seen for a few years. It's going to go a long way.
I love that. Thank you so much. And I feel the same way for you, Stephanie. So everyone out there, take this day And let this day serve as a reminder to continue advocating for gender equality, to continue to empower women within your realm, regardless of what gender you are or how you identify as, and, you know, in every aspect in life, especially the younger ones. So this is our invitation for you to go out there into the world, high five any women in your life, and look at the younger ones and see who is it that you can mentor and perhaps have a different perspective on as you move forward. Thank you, everybody, for being on the other side. We will see you next week.
Bye, everyone.